Lesson 56, Luke chapters 18 through 21. Introduction. As Jesus traveled toward Jerusalem for the last time in mortality, he taught his gospel and performed miracles among the people. He rode in triumph into Jerusalem, cleansed the temple again, and taught the people there. Suggestions for teaching. Luke chapters 18 through 21. The Savior teaches on his way to Jerusalem. Explain to students that they have already learned about many of the events recorded in Luke 18 through 21 from their study of Matthew and Mark. To review two of these events, display the following pictures: Christ and the rich young ruler, and triumphal entry. Invite students to summarize these stories for the class and to explain what they remember learning from the accounts. You may want to use the following summary of Luke 18 through 21 if students need help remembering these stories. Note: to help students understand when the events of this lesson occurred in Jesus' life, you may want to show students the graphic, The Mortal Ministry of Jesus Christ at a Glance, in the appendix of this manual. As Jesus Christ traveled to Jerusalem for the last time in mortality, he taught a number of parables and healed many people. He invited a rich young ruler to give all to the poor and follow him. He healed a blind man. Despite ridicule, he dined with one of the chief publicans in Jericho. He arrived in Jerusalem, and amidst shouts of praise, rode a colt as he entered the city. He again expelled the money changers from the temple, taught the people there, and responded to the questions from chief priests and scribes. He praised a widow who offered her 2 mites to the temple treasury. He also taught the disciples about his second coming. Explain that most of the accounts students will study in this lesson are unique to the Gospel of Luke. To prepare students to study these accounts, write the following questions on the board. What actions might indicate that a person sincerely wants to come closer to the Lord? What behaviors show he or she really wants to be forgiven or desires the Lord's help? Invite students to consider these questions as they study the following accounts from Luke's writings. Write the following scripture references on the board: Luke 18, 1 through 8, Luke 18, 9 through 14, Luke 18, 35 through 43, and Luke 19, 1 through 10. Explain that these scripture passages include parables and events from the Savior's last journey toward Jerusalem during his mortal life. Assign each student one of the scripture references written on the board, or consider dividing the class into 4 groups and assigning each group one of the scripture references on the board. Invite each student or group to read the assigned scripture passage and prepare to act out the account or parable it contains. If you do not divide the class into groups, consider acting out each of the accounts as a class. If you choose not to act out these accounts, you could invite students to study the assigned scripture references individually by using the following questions and then teaching each other what they learned. Explain that one student in the class or in each group should be the narrator and read the scriptural account as the rest of the class or group acts it out. Out of reverence and respect for the Savior, instruct those acting out Luke 18:35 through 43 and Luke 19:1 through 10 to do so without having someone represent Jesus Christ. Instruct the narrator to read the words of Jesus and ask the actors to respond as though he were in the scene. Note: show reverence and respect for the Lord Jesus Christ. To respect the dignity of Jesus Christ, the Church is careful in its portrayal of the Savior in art and theater. We too must show reverence for him in our classrooms. Avoid depicting the Savior in an irreverent way. Those portraying his voice should use only his words as recorded in the Scriptures. As the groups prepare, invite them to discuss the following questions together and be ready to report their answers to the class after they act out the scene. Consider writing these questions on the board or providing them on a handout. What did the main character, widow, publican, blind man, or Zacchaeus, desire in this account? What did the main character do that indicated his or her desire was sincere? What happened because of the main character's faithful actions? What principles or doctrines can you identify in the story? After sufficient time, invite the class or each group to act out their account as the narrator reads the verses. As the class watches or follows along in their scriptures, ask students to consider what each account can teach us about exercising faith in the Lord. After each performance, ask the class or group to report their answers to the preceding questions. Ask them to list on the board the principles or doctrines they identified. After the groups have reported their answers to the questions, ask the following questions. What similarities did you notice in the actions of each of the main characters? They each showed persistence or sincerity as they sought to obtain their desires. What can these actions teach us about exercising faith in the Lord? What similarities did you notice in what each of the main characters received as a result of his or her actions? Each received help or mercy. Ask students to identify a principle from the similarities in the accounts. Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize that if we are sincere and persistent as we exercise faith in the Lord, we can obtain His mercy. Write this principle on the board. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what indicates a person is exercising faith in the Lord. Quote, "True faith is focused in and on the Lord Jesus Christ, and always leads to righteous action." End quote. From Ask in Faith, Ensign Orleahona, May 2008. Refer students to the questions written on the board at the beginning of the lesson. Ask students to turn to a partner and discuss answers to the questions. What are some ways we can exercise faith in God today? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bednar and ask the class to listen for what it means to experience the mercies of the Lord. Quote, "The Lord's tender mercies are the very personal and individualized blessings, strength, protection, assurances, guidance, loving kindnesses, consolation, support, and spiritual gifts which we receive from and because of and through the Lord Jesus Christ." End quote. From The Tender Mercies of the Lord, Ensign Orleahona, May 2005. Invite students to respond to the following questions in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. You may want to write the questions on the board. In what ways have you or someone you know exercised faith in Jesus Christ? What mercy did you or this person experience as a result? Consider in what ways you desire the Lord's help and mercy in your life. What will you do to exercise your faith in the Lord in order to receive His mercy? Invite a few students who feel comfortable sharing to report what they wrote. Remind them not to share anything too personal. You might also want to share your experience with the principal and testify of its truthfulness.